Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Wednesday, October the 18th, 2023. On this edition of the Politocrat, Palestine and Israel. And humanity. Where is our humanity? I'll be talking about that on this episode. Coming up next. Dear listener, welcome to this brand new edition of the Politocrat Daily Podcast. Yeah, it's been a while since I've touched down here with you. Thank you very much for your continuing listenership and loyalty. How are you feeling on this Wednesday, October 18th? It is the middle of the month, and we are past that, actually, into the second half of October already. And we are almost at Halloween, and then, look, you look around, and it's November, and there we go. And before you know it, the end of the year is here. So I am indeed Omar Moore. This is indeed the Politocrat Daily Podcast. You are indeed a valued, respected, and highly appreciated listener. And I do appreciate you. Thank you very much for your time. And whenever you happen to be listening to this episode, please know that I do appreciate you. And one thing I want to remind you of is that tough times do not last. Tough people do. And you are one of those people. And I believe in you. So, dear listener, it is one of those kinds of days. Every day is one of those kinds of days. If you're in the world, you don't know what's going to happen next, do you? Whether it's what's going on in Israel and in Palestine, whether it's what's going on the African continent, whether it's what's going on in Ukraine and Russia with the illegal invasion there, whether it's what's going on in South America, whether it's what's going on in the United States or in the UK or anywhere on this planet, And really, this episode is going to be as brief as it can really be, because what can you say about what's going on now, specifically in Israel and in Gaza? What can you say? It's barbaric. It is evil. And it's a war crime. And what happened a week to 10 days ago, I think it would be now 10 days roughly ago, to Israelis is also barbaric. I just don't think there's any question about that for anyone. The loss of life is the common denominator here. The terrorist attack that killed Israelis and the war crimes from the Israeli government that are killing hundreds, thousands of Palestinians. We know that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Of that, there can be no dispute. And we know that the Israeli government has, for many years, killed thousands of Palestinians. The IDF have done that. That is just not beyond any level of dispute. ...1.1 million Palestinians have been ordered to leave Gaza. These are men, women, and children. These are civilians. And they are being bombed. There was a hospital yesterday that was bombed. At least 500 Palestinians, men, women, children, were killed. This is a hospital. This has got to stop. The killing of Israelis has to stop. Israeli civilians, that has to stop. And the killing of Palestinians has to stop. And the corporate news media here in the United States has to stop being so one-sided and has to stop pretending that the lives of Palestinians have somehow not been taken, and have to stop pretending that somehow Palestinian life isn't valuable. Because they are not pretending that, actually. They're actually saying to you that Palestinian life is not valuable. Certainly not as valuable as Israeli life. That is the message you get from the corporate news media, whether you're watching it in the UK, whether you're watching it here in the United States, or whether you're watching it perhaps in other countries beyond the two I have mentioned. Certainly here in the United States, if you look at CNN, if you look at MSNBC, if you look at Fox, forget Fox, we know where they're going. It is very clear that you have white nationalist network behavior. That's what you have. All Israel all the time. No balance anywhere. No look at this conflict. No look at the decades and centuries that this has gone on for. No real look at the history. No real understanding of the complexities. No real understanding at all for viewers of how this has played out, not just since 1948, but thousands of years before that. It's just talking heads, and it's just this and that, and retired admirals and retired generals throwing things at you and drumming up the war machine and justifying Israel's violence and demonizing every Palestinian, or basically equating Palestinians to Hamas, which you can't do because Palestinians and Hamas are two different things. And this is where the dishonesty comes with the media. And this is where the credibility in the corporate news media in this country is lost. So what I really want to just say here, dear listener, is that we need to care about all life. All of it. Humanity is what is important here. If you are someone who wants to pick sides, that's what you're going to do. I pick the side of humanity, and yes, I am for the freedom and the liberation of Palestine. 100,000% I am. So maybe if you want to call me someone who's picking a side, that's what I'm doing. Because for too long, Palestinians have been killed, unjustly murdered, unjustly killed, brutalized, had their houses bulldozed, and it's their land. It really is. The media doesn't report on this on a daily basis. The media barely reported for the 1 year plus, and it's still going on, that Israelis were in the streets protesting their bullying, repressive, autocratic regime under Netanyahu. They'd been in the streets for over a year in Israel. And did you hear anything about it in the U.S. corporate news media for the most part? No, you didn't. Very, very quiet. Very quiet. And here's what we need to do. We need to consult media sources that are much more about reporting actual news rather than reporting opinions and biases. That's where we really need to ultimately go, dear listener. And if we can spare, if you and I can spare, if it's possible, spare 10 minutes doing our own research, which most people don't have the time to do and most people don't do, even if they do have the time, I think it will be better for us. Seek out different areas of news, not just the ones you usually watch. I always talk about Democracy Now! democracynow.org. I always talk about different sources. Roland Martin Unfiltered on YouTube and on the Black Star Network, which is an app. I always talk about the likes of Randy Rhodes on Free Speech TV, or Tom Hartman on Free Speech TV, or Joe Madison on Sirius XM Channel 126, The Urban View. These are the kinds of sources you need to start looking at. You can look at Reuters. I think Reuters is very good for the most part. AP for the most part. They have a few slants in some of their coverage, but the Associated Press AP is good as well. I just don't like the New York Times. Yeah, I read it, but I don't like it. New York Times is not liberal, is not progressive, never has been, never will be. People forget that in the 1960s, the New York Times attacked Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. relentlessly, particularly the Birmingham jail letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the rest of that. During that period of time, the New York Times, for a number of years, from the 1960s, 64 onwards, particularly 66, 67, relentlessly attacked Dr. King in its editorial pages. So I don't want to hear about New York Times being liberal. They never have been. That's a bunch of garbage. So let's just keep that where it is, shall we? And let's seek out sources and let's be focused on that. Do the research, study the history. I know that's a lot for many people, but we have to do it. We have to. And we need an end to this killing, to this slaughter, this massacre. This has got to stop. Israel has got to stop doing this because you are Israel. Your government is killing thousands of Palestinian civilians. And that's a war crime. Bombing a hospital is a war crime. Now, there's been disputes as to who did it, whether it was Israel or Palestine, or Hamas, rather. Whether it's Hamas or Israel. But meanwhile, there are at least 500 people dead. And really, that's the common denominator here. People are dying. Let's not lose sight of that. Children are being killed, such as here in the United States, in Chicago, a white male landlord in his 70s. Over the weekend, barged into someone's house in the complex that he is the landlord of, strangled and stabbed the mother of a child repeatedly, and then jumped on top of that 6-year-old boy as well and stabbed him at least 26 times, stabbing him to death. It's barbaric. And the rhetoric of the media in the United States, in my view, has contributed to that murder of that 6-year-old boy, that killing of that 6-year-old boy. Hate crime, that's what it is. And the Republicans have also contributed to it with their rhetoric. The Israeli government has too. When you say human animals, when you say that and when the media keeps repeating that and has commentators saying it, you are creating a climate for violence. That is stochastic terrorism and stochastic violence and stochastic killing. And the media has got to knock it off. Pause your hunger for ratings and money for just 5 minutes. And actually become more humane. And by the way, I do hope that that white male landlord in Chicago gets the book thrown at him. Homicidal maniac. The killing must stop now. And Israel, the government of Israel, is committing war crimes and must be punished for doing so. Put them before The Hague, before the World Court. These are crimes against humanity. And Israel, as a government, given history, should know better. Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, and he needs to be arrested. And I know President Biden touched down in Israel this morning, shook hands with Israel, who receive something like $5 to $10 billion of funding from the United States government. Our taxpayer money goes to what this Israeli government is doing to Palestinians. We are funding death and destruction with our taxpayer money. President Biden has got to tell war criminal and dictator Benjamin Netanyahu to call off the dogs and end this terror, end this terrorism and this barbarism, and end these war crimes right now. Above all, dear listener, I am sending my condolences to all of the people in Gaza who have lost lives, lost loved ones, and all of those in Israel who have lost lives and lost loved ones. And I really do want to see an end to this. I want to see an end to this all over the planet. our inhumanity to each other is absolutely abhorrent and it must end. We have not learned, and history really hasn't taught us very much, if we continue to do this to each other, and if a government continues to commit war crimes, and if Hamas continues to do what it does, we need to have peace on this planet, and we need to have justice on this planet. The justice part is actually more important, because only through justice do we have an achievable peace. Only through justice can we reach and attain, at least, reach an achievable peace. I certainly do hope that there is a ceasefire, an end to the hostility, an end to these war crimes, because they must stop, and Hamas must also stop doing the things it is doing. And we also need to stop having lies spread on social media about what is going on. Lies kill people. Follow me on X at the Popcorn REEL, on Spoutable, Spoutible, at Popcorn REEL, and numerous other podcasting platforms. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/@ThePolitocrat, P-O-D. And of course, this podcast, you can find it on Spoutable, Spotify, Apple, and numerous other podcasting platforms. Please subscribe and download. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.